Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. I'm Stephen Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we're going to be talking about Valley Performing Arts production of Sense and Sensibility.
And our guests for today's show are two of the actors from the show, Greta Copperrood, who's playing the part of Marianne, and Steve Impson, who's playing the part of Colonel Brandon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Greta, let's start with you. And I know a lot of people know this title by name, Sense and Sensibility, from the novel by Jane Austen. But being transferred to a play, some people may not know how that novel can transfer to a play. Give us a brief synopsis of this play.
Well, basically, like the novel by Jane Austen, two sisters, Marianne and Eleanor Dashwood, their father dies, and their brother becomes greedy and takes the entire inheritance, him and his greedy wife, and leaves them in poverty. So they move to a small cottage, and there, well, actually, it is in their original home where they meet the nasty, their brother's nasty wife's brother. And he falls in love with Eleanor. And then the girls have to move, and they're kind of moved away from him. And Marianne falls in love with a dashing hero that comes and saves her. She doesn't really know anything about him. And then she also meets Colonel Brandon, who is a family friend of the people who are taking care of them. And so it's sort of the story of two romantic relationships and the difference between sense and sensibility, sense being Eleanor and her practicality, whereas Marianne is very sensitive and emotional and very much embodies the ideals of the Romantic era, which is kind of what this story was written about. So it's kind of, I don't want to give too much away if you haven't read it.
If there's anybody who hasn't read it. Well, there must be a lot of men who haven't read it.
Yeah.
I don't think there's very many women who haven't read it.
Unfortunately, I haven't read it. Greta did loan me her copy of the book to kind of do some research on.
I loaned all of the males Brandon. In the cast this book.
Well, Steve, you play the part of Colonel Brandon. Tell us about your part in the play and some of the background about that part.
Colonel Brandon is a man who is, he's a military man. He's very in control. He's a man of honor. He's a man who is haunted by his emotional past. He had the love of his life was a lady by the name of Eliza, and she ended up dying from what they refer to as consumption, which is
tuberculosis,
mm-hmm. I believe, yes. And before she passed, she entrusted to Colonel Brandon the care of her only daughter, Elizabeth. And Colonel Brandon raised Elizabeth as his own until she was 16, and then she kind of vanished. And turns out that Willoughby, Mr. Willoughby, another character in the story, ended up getting Elizabeth pregnant and then just kind of running off and leaving her.
And you have a relationship with Marianne then too, correct?
Yes. that develops about two-thirds of the way through the play.
Well, let's get on to another question about the acting process here. Marianne, as you approach this role, or not Marianne, Greta.
Yes.
Sometimes I refer to actors by their character names. It's a common theater problem. Greta, as you have approached this role of Marianne, what have you brought about your own self to this role? Many actors often will try to bring things from their own past, relationships, dreams, aspirations. What have you brought to this role?
Well, I came into it denying that I was anything like this girl who's very naive and impulsive and reckless. What I realized portraying this character is that there are definitely parts of me that are similar, especially if I think about what I would have written in my diary when I was 15, 16 years old. So I've kind of gone back and read that to refresh my mind at how silly and naive one can be when they're in love and young. And just sort of tried to to pull the pieces of me that fit, to bring them up. And so it's actually been easier than I would like to admit. But just like Marianne, I have grown as a person and become more mature, and so does she during the course of the play.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests Greta Copperud and Steve Impson, who are acting in VPA's production of Sense and Sensibility.
And just to follow up on that question a bit, Greta, as a 15, 16-year-old, you talk about how naive this character is and how naive you were at that time period. But a person who was of that age doesn't feel they're naive. They feel that they are in control of the world. So has that been a challenge for you to get into that mindset of this character?
You know, it has been a challenge, but actually in more of the opposite. It's been a challenge to quickly portray a character moving from being very naive to having a near-death experience and then becoming this mature character. The book is over the course of about 5 years. The play is over the course of maybe a year. And so to try to find a way to portray a character that is young and naive and impulsive and then be the same person but slightly different and more mature in the span of a couple of scenes, that has been very tricky.
That's a challenge.
Yes.
And Steve, tell us a bit about your background in theater. I know you've had some prior experience in theater before coming to this show.
This is my fifth show with Valley Performing Arts. I had no experience growing up in theater in high school or the like. I didn't start. VPA was it. That's where I started. I started about five seasons ago. My first show was Agatha Christie's Spider's Web. It was put on for the Halloween production, and I got to play a guy who got knocked off about halfway through. And
that's always fun, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Get to sit around for the rest of the show watching it.
But I'll tell you what, I nailed that dead role.
It's hard to play a dead man on stage.
And so that was my first production. My second was Inherit the Wind, I believe. I got to play kind of a fire and brimstone preacher. That I'm not sure if you're familiar with the play or not.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
We are.
Okay. After that one, I was I actually did a double role in A Little Princess.
Well, it sounds you've had like quite a lot of experience in performing with Valley Performing Arts, which always puts on great shows. And one of the hallmarks of Valley Performing Arts, I've noticed, is that their very elaborate use of scenery and costumes. And we've talked to some other shows on our show here about some of these aspects. Greta, talk a little bit about the costumes and the scenery for this show.
The costumes and the scenery are definitely elaborate. This is, besides The Wizard of Oz, which was very extensive, this play has had the most entrances and exits and different scenery that we have to manage to figure out how to turn around. The costumes are beautiful. I have, I think, six dresses to change into. So both me and the other sister, Eleanor, we have our dresses all right off stage, and we have, like, you know, 30 seconds to pull them over our head, and we have helpers. But these are going to be beautiful. I have to say I really admired the scenery. And the sets, when we came in, and I know this is kind of a point of pride for VPA and for this play in particular, so we can definitely expect to see beautiful dresses, shiny, you know, everything from that era, everything that people love from the Regency era, just elaborate everything.
It sounds wonderful. I'm looking forward to seeing it, I hope, if I can find a ride. But who is playing the part of the heroine?
Of Eleanor?
Mm-hmm.
That's Kelly Anderson.
Oh, I think we've had her on the show before. She's...
I think we have, too.
Mm-hmm.
I can't recall what show it was, but I think we have. Well, what attracts you to this style of play? I know we're seeing a lot of these plays going on today. UAA is doing a production of Sense and Sensibility. There's, of course, the most popular show on PBS right now, Downton Abbey, which is not exactly the same time period, but as a period piece. What about these types of plays do you think is attracting audiences today?
Well, I personally think that people are interested, especially in kind of bad economic times. People are interested in sort of getting away, escaping, and going back to another culture. A lot of us came from, you know, England and France and that area. So there's kind of looking back and seeing the beautiful, you know, the costuming and all of the sort of customs and things they had then. Now, you know, we've lost a little bit of that, and it's nice to sort of turn back and see it again. And so especially BBC America, there's a lot of, you know, British television that's coming over and making it more popular. And, you know, of course, public radio airs the miniseries of Pride and Prejudice, and they're timeless stories. People love them.
And Steve, I see you've grown the mutton chops to look at the period, so that's becoming to you as well. What's your costume like?
My costume, I get to wear pretty much all black up until the last wedding scene. And then I get to change into kind of a nice military-looking red coat. So
very good.
Very well done.
Well, that's it. I'm afraid we've just about run out of time. And so I'd like to thank you both for coming, Greta Copperroot and Steve Impson, to talk about Valley Performing Arts production of Sense and Sensibility.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. For two nights only, you can see Project Petoskey. It's an Alaskan premiere play with music by Ann Redig. It's going to be at the Sydney Lawrence Theater Friday and Saturday, January 18th and 19th at 7:30. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
In Fairbanks, the Bardathon will be held from January 19th to the 27th. Shakespeare plays and other works will be read nearly nonstop with local readers and call-in readers. For information, go to fstalaska.org.
Anchorage Opera's production of Tosca will be produced the weekend of January 25th, with productions Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 4 at the Discovery Theater in the Performing Arts Center. For tickets, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS. There will also be a free preview discussion with the conductor and stage director, which will be called Opera Insights, on January 24th from 7 to 8:30 at the Lusac Library. For information, call the Opera at 279-2557.
Out North Contemporary Art House and Tosspot Productions will present a staged reading of Arlisha Jones's play, Bear's Map of the Bottom World, on Tuesday, January 15th at 7 p.m. For more information, contact Out North at 279-8099 or go to outnorth.org.
There will be auditions Saturday at 1 p.m. at Cyrano's for Dead Man's Cell Phone, which will run in April. Contact Cyrano's for details at 274-2599.
And up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts will present Sense and Sensibility opening tonight and running through February the 13th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Stephen Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.